Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Hey, Brady, I just saw Kirby D outside skinning two deer. She should get one more and make her moccasins.
Deer and a half.
Deer and a half per foot. Why did you tell us this? I can't not make fun of this. Bryce Samuel says, Brady needs to start another business and keep it going just to pay for the therapy Kirby's going to need in life. Talk about daddy issues. Yeah. The daddy issues she's going to have are totally different than girls with daddy issues. When she's telling her therapist,
you know, I had some trouble with my pirate father there for a little while. Not because he was too affectionate and not affectionate enough. He would leak out my physical anomalies on the radio. And it destroyed me internally. I never said anything. He and his dumb friends had a bet about when I'd start my period.
What a terrible group of men. That's what I say.
Which is why I married this inflatable shark. It can't hurt me. And also I'm a haberdasher now for people with large feet.
I'm a cobbler.
I'm a cobbler. I cobbled giant stone shoes for kids. The big feet thing's great. Anyway, oh my God. Brady, do you know?
It's Wings Day!
That's right! It's Wings Day, everybody. It's Hooters is bringing you the glorious Brady Report. And also, $15.99 per person for all-you-can-eat wings on Wings Day. And don't forget, you can add an ice-cold Bud or Bud Light or Mick Ultra. You can have all sorts of delicious beers at your disposal because you know why. Brady, why?
It's Wings Day.
That's exactly right. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Let me start that over. Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix.
That's right.
Hello, world. Happy National First Responders Day.
Oh.
It's a big one.
Are we all right with them again?
Oh, yeah.
Except in Philly. Philly's burning down again.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I'm gonna say there's some issues in society and stuff, but when the headline is police shoot armed man, I have a whole lot less trouble with that.
But, John, he only had a
knife. No, don't start that knife.
He only had a knife.
Yeah, he could stab people.
I know. I'm on your side with this one.
I just don't get it. That. Well, and then last night.
And there are certain calls that I know from my neighbor who's a paramedic, firefighter paramedic. They have to go on certain calls where they have to call the police and say, we need you to come with us.
Help us out. Yeah. Right.
Just in case.
Of course. Yeah. So first responders and stuff, for the majority of them, they're awesome. It's just such a strange, we're just in such a strange time where we can't use logic for stuff. I don't want people to get shot, ever. But
and
I also,
what do you do
I
even
also,
if he had a mental illness?
Yeah, I don't know the situation, but an
situation.
Armed human being, then you know, look, put yourself in that situation for 2 seconds. And so you got somebody with a knife. You don't know. You got called to a dangerous situation. This man with a knife is doing stuff. I don't know any of the details, but I know I'm going to be in a mindset thinking this is dangerous. And I know they shot a lot. But, again, you go through that training that I've gone through with just a slight little bit of training I've gone through. It's an amazing adrenaline rush to watch how many times you will miss fire from a short range and somebody with a knife. And it doesn't mean you've got them. Knives are horrifying. And I've said it before. I'd rather... If I had to pick, and I don't want either, fight a guy with a gun or fight a guy with a knife, I'll fight a guy with a gun. Because a gun can only go one direction. A knife is mobile by the wrist. It can slash. It
yeah,
can
unless
stab.
You have complete control, wrist control, and which is
you're not getting it. Yep. You got to bash that, and it's guns move one direction, and you have eliminated the angle. You're still in a bad spot. I don't want to mess with that, but it's easier to do that than it is a dude with a knife, for sure. And it's, I just don't understand that. Police shoot armed man. I'm like, all right, let's wait to hear this whole thing. This may end up being bad, but let's not blow a city up.
Right. Because he
immediately.
Was
and of course, last night I'm watching the Walmart thing on the news where they're pulling TVs out and looting by stealing everything. And you're like, is this better? Does this make the person who was shot proud? Is this a good move?
No, and that's not why they're doing it.
They just covered your ears.
They're being opportunistic.
Well, that's the thing. It's like it's an opportunity to scream out and do something stupid. I just don't get it. I don't know if it's age or whatever, but it's just frustratingly. It makes you more cynical every second.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The Cliff Notes version of the Scarlet Letter outsells the actual book almost 4-1.
That's got to be the case with most of them, because every book I read in high school was a Cliff Notes.
Oh, yeah. I know. I read To Kill a Mockingbird, and you'd have thought—
Lord of the Flies,
To Kill a Mockingbird was great.
Yeah.
I've picked that up a couple times since. I've read like 9 books by Spider-Man. I've
always seen the movie.
Movie's amazing. Yeah. And when I saw the movie, I'm like, there was a movie?
Yeah.
Because I was pissed off. And
we watched that
amazing.
in high school.
That's what pissed me off about high school book reading. We'd take weeks. All right, read another chapter. We'll talk about that. Like 3 weeks would go by because I realized none of us are going to do this. You read this book in 3 weeks' time. What do they do the last day? Show you the goddamn movie.
Yeah.
Why didn't we just do this the first day? We'd be out of school in April if you guys pulled this off right. We're going to show you the movie. You know, it used to be a book, and now it's a movie. And then I'll tell you, as a teacher, here's the stuff they cut out for time. And they did nothing bad. And To Kill a Mockingbird, when you go from the movie to the book, there's a couple little things with the neighbor kid, Dill. The book adds Dill in there a lot. Dill is just a...
Yeah.
He was the gay neighbor in Georgia that nobody talked about, and he came down for summers, and then he just leaves. So he's just there for a couple months. Harper Lee... I had a friend that showed up, was a homosexual. I think it was Truman Capote. I'm not real sure. Was it? Supposedly?
Yeah, what everybody says. Yeah.
And then he leaves. You didn't need that in the movie. Dill shows up for a few seconds. He's like, I got to go. I'm heading back up to New York to change my long pants. And then he'd just say something 1940s and he'd leave. It's a great thing.
I enjoyed Othello better.
Because it's hard to understand.
We went to see the play.
You can't read that. No kid's reading Othello. I'm 48 years old. You put Othello in front of me. I need somebody to help me. I'm 13. You're like, you're reading Othello. I'm like, no, you're reading Othello to me. I'm going to get the basics. But Cliff Notes were invented and are successful for a reason. Did you ever have a teacher that got mad about Cliff Notes?
They would try to teach around it.
They'd do tests.
They'd read it, and then they'd test you on things that weren't in Cliff Notes.
Ridiculous.
That's more work for them. Just go with it.
Yeah. I don't understand why teachers are so hell-bent on me reading that whole book. It work smarter, not harder, teacher. I figured out a new way. This book's Cliff Notes will get me the basics of this thing.
Plus, I'm still getting the message.
Right. Well, you didn't read The Old Man and the Sea all the way through because you can't see the ties to Christ. I'm like, it's a boring book. By the by, Hemingway sucked.
Oh, uh-oh.
Wait.
Period. The only thing, Hemingway's good for in our society.
Is that beard contest?
Is that contest down there in Cuba or wherever they are. Key West. There it is. Cuba. Same thing. If you've been to Key
90
West.
90 miles.
It's the same. It's been taken over. That's it. And Wally from Wally's restaurant.
Yeah.
He's won it a couple of times.
I didn't know
he
that.
He goes down to Key West. It's the Hemingway thing. They go out and they drink like crazy. They stand in boats with fish.
Uh-huh.
They think they know. Who cares?
They do midlife stuff.
Their books are awful. And the worst part is they made terrible movies out of it. And I've stood by this my entire life. Brett, listen carefully.
All right.
The first time I got in trouble.
Hold on. I'm not done talking. If there's a book they make a movie out of and it's not a good movie, it's because the book sucked. That's it. There's no. That's a fact. Anybody who says, oh, the book was so much better than the movie is only justifying the extensive amount of time they took to read a book rather than watch the movie. They cut out all the good parts. No, they knew what to cut out. If you've got extra stuff in your book and your movie sucks and you say they cut out the good parts, well, the parts I saw all sucked. So they'd have had to cut all that out to make your book good. They've got a ton of information in a book. They pick and choose the best parts for the movie. If the movie's no good, then the book sucked, and nobody can argue around that. It's so much better to read a book. Chuck Powell and I used to argue about this. It's just a tactile, tangible item in your hands.
Because he's an author.
You relate to it. He gave me his book. He wrote this long book about some post-apocalyptic it was like a crazy girl in the thing. And I told him, I said, look, because he handed me this 300-page book. I know you're not a reader, but it would mean the world to me if you read it. I read about four chapters. I turned to the last chapter. I read it. And I'm like, who is Fred? What do you mean? I'm like, you skipped the middle. Yeah, I skipped the middle. What happens? I can't do this. They make a movie out of it. They'll make a movie out of it. I'll be first in line. I'll drive you. But, yeah, books are a waste of time once they invented movies. And I don't want to hear anybody say different because Cliff's Notes were invented for a reason. Everybody hates reading.
I hope to get into reading more.
When?
For some reason.
You're 55 years old. What are you waiting for?
Listen to your statements.
I have said that for years.
Some teachers should motivate you eventually.
My mom is a reader.
Right. Because she was born before TV.
Yeah, I know.
You've said it for years. When are you going to give in?
Ronnie reads a lot of books.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Lisa reads constantly.
She also watches a ton of TV.
Definitely takes a certain mindset.
I think that's a chick thing, though, too.
Puts me right to sleep.
Ronnie's a perfect example. She reads a lot of books, and yet one of her favorite movies is Waterboy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. She talks about it every time I see
Butterfly Effect.
Butterfly Effect, Waterboy. She likes garbage. It's proof. Book readers don't have taste.
She is reading Go, Dog, Go right now, and I'm like, man.
Someday you'll be motivated enough to pick that one up.
Yeah.
You really do.
I got the Cliff Notes on that. I got in trouble.
Yeah, he'll move it off the coffee table and into the bedroom for her.
When do you think that spark's going to light?
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of Frank the Tank in Old School. I'm thinking about joining a gym. It's not hard. Pick up a book, start reading if you've got the drive. You don't. You're never going to read. You're not a reader. You can barely read
and
here.
I've bought numerous books. Anytime you go into the bookstore.
I've got 1,000 books myself.
Yeah. I know.
I've read 10 of them.
And they sit on the shelves.
I wanted to get shelves of books for a while there. But I'm like, this is dumb because they all were stupid books like Tony Dungy and Chuck Knoll. I'm like, this is the teenage bedroom of an idiot. So I went to Target and I noticed that they sell classic board games in these what look like leather-bound books. Put those on your shelf and people think you got some sort of law degree, but it's really just Life and Clue and Sorry.
Awesome. How many you got now?
Like 5. But I just we nixed the idea of the shelves because I'm like, we're going to have to fill these.
My sister's real big on the audiobooks right now. That's all she gets.
I like audiobooks.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, there you go. Somebody else reading to you. That Man's Search for Meaning book, that I listened to that. I don't even tell people I read it. It's a fantastic story. Could never make a movie out of it. If you did, it'd be just depressing. It'd be Schindler's List without all the fun. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you heard that right.
You heard that exactly right. But it's got a great message, and it's a life pivot. It's a changer. When you read it, if you're absorbing it, you're like, this has got a lot of good information. But I didn't read it. I had someone read it to me. That's how you read nowadays. And that's more proof that books suck. There's an industry of people reading it to you.
Yeah.
If they were so great, you wouldn't have that at all. That wouldn't be something people are thrilled with.
But no, you have to... tangible, you touch it, you develop a relationship with it, the binding, the smell.
No, you're talking about Mexican food, not a book.
The Vikings believed that in heaven there was a giant goat whose udders provided an unlimited supply of beer.
Hot. Who believed that? Vikings?
Yeah.
Awesome.
They had some cool stuff going on. How did that not catch on in Jesus' day? Yeah. How did the Viking wear
suckling
not?
On the great beer goat
teats?
Yeah, I would have joined.
Goat teats and rape and pillaging and all that. They were like big on all of it.
They were winners for a while.
Yeah, but that didn't stay.
Yeah. Just in their little village. And
they must have gotten slaughtered once they wandered off. Podcasts, by the way, Phil's is right. He said podcasts are the new Cliff's Notes. You can go online
and
Google
all
up
the
a podcast
stories.
About the book you're supposed to read. It's phenomenal. Anything to get around the book. If you have to, if there's a kid listening right now and you're about to go to school and there's a Hemingway thing coming up, Christ's sake, man, I'm sorry for your next year. It stinks. And find something online that, like, pass a test, cheat, do whatever you can to not read those books. They did nothing for my life. Do you remember Hemingway's Old Man?
Not
and
a bit.
Lucky.
I don't think I read it. I think I cheated my way through that.
But you remember Star 80.
Star Haiti was the best movie ever. Mariel Hemingway and Margot Hemingway. I don't know which one. She shoots him right in the willy at the end. Yeah. Right on those court steps. So much nudity in that. Star 80's fantastic. Oh, no, that was the other one. That's when she shoots Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts, yeah.
The one I'm thinking of was another one with the Hemingway girl. And she gets into this, it's like a rape trial.
What?
And then at the end, she shoots the guy on the courtroom steps with a machine gun. And she doesn't stop and then just puts it right on his junk. And pop, 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 pop.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that
one. That's a real story?
I think that's Mariel Hemingway. Is Margot in Star 80?
Sure.
I thought it's the other way around.
I'll give you $100 if you can name the playmate she played.
Oh, damn it. I just had it.
5 seconds.
Mark.
Nope.
Susie.
Nope. No, you're just going to go down Candy. The alphabet. That's Candy Loving. That's not her. 25th anniversary.
Come on.
Dorothy.
It's a playmate.
Dorothy Stratton. Yes. There it is, kid.
I think the movie you're thinking of is Lipstick.
Lipstick. There it is. Well played. Nice job, Brett. Lipstick, yeah, at the end of that thing. I watched that with my friend Mason Kelly. We were in second grade. I think
second or third grade,
and it was on. He had cable. I was like, oh. And Lipstick popped on, and there's nudity, and I just remember him going, shot him in the pee-pee.
People want real Christmas trees because of the pandemic.
Right.
They're saying they're planning on getting a real one this year to make Christmas feel like a bigger deal.
Well, there's more time out in crowds.
Not me. I'll take a fake tree.
Yeah, I like my
fake tree. Take your ass out and chop it down. That'll make it more real.
My fake tree, I was against them for a while and then got that one where you just plug two parts in and it's got lights
that's
on
ours.
Already.
Yep. Unfold the branches.
Three spots. Yep. I was against it for
beautiful
years, too.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It looks
pre-lit
like a real tree.
And everything.
Oh, glorious. And mine has, you choose colors?
Yep.
Or white mm-hmm. or flashes?
7 years we had real trees.
Yeah, I've done a lot of real trees.
Lisa's like, let's invest.
Only thing about the real tree I miss is popping the sap zits because it makes the house smell good. Ever did that?
No.
On the trunk.
It runs down the trunk.
Yeah, they have zits.
I mean, I know that
they
it smells, but I didn't know that you could just pop them.
You pop the zits on the tree trunk. And it's, the house
it's not worth it. Buy a goddamn Yankee candle and just be done with it.
You get those pine sticks. They hang in your tree.
He's right. Yeah. He's 100% right. Sitting there popping those sap zits all the time just to get a little smell. Yankee candle's permanent.
There's some new dating terms thanks to the coronavirus.
All right.
COVID worthy.
Okay.
Quality Ooh. Potential match. Sexual distancing. When you pause your sex life, so it's not to spread the coronavirus. Virtual date.
I thought that was called an incel.
Yeah.
Being sexually distant.
Well, that's just sexually out. Incel. That's a voluntary incel. You're
sounds
incelibate
like a few people around here.
By choice.
Yeah.
You're talking about Larry.
But
we don't
I didn't
have...
say that.
Then don't bring
it use
up.
Names and don't bring it up.
There could be another one on the air staff, too.
Fitz? Oh, Shannon.
Oh, Shannon. Yeah, he's talking about Shannon, too. Shannon's an incel?
I didn't say that.
I don't see Shannon anymore because he's here, he did not here say in the morning. So.
Jeremy's seen him a couple weeks ago.
He's an incel. Jeremy's giving me a thumbs up. Has he gone incel with COVID? Oh, my goodness. We have to hire some tested ladies.
The virtual date Shannon might be something you could use because it's a date held on Zoom or FaceTime.
That's not a date.
Quarantine and
that
chill.
Sucks.
That's lazy.
Yeah.
Quarantine and chill is when you quarantine together for now 7 days.
Yep.
That's a lot. That's a long date.
Antibody boy, antibody girl. Person who brags about having antibodies on a dating app, hoping it'll lead to more matches.
Post-COVID people.
Yep.
So they've already have it, so they can't get sick again. Might as well nail another one.
It's that way with every other disease, right?
That's like the HIV dating site.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or Herpes Unite or whatever.
I'm active,
called.
Yep. HPV. I'm active herpes.
I can't catch it twice. I'm just going to – let's just keep throwing it back and forth like we're playing catch with a football. A football covered in herpes.
In Germany, there is a – in Berlin, to be specific, there is a massive fetish party that was busted. Over 600 people there. The
they liked him there.
They wouldn't list the fetishes. I think it was an all skate.
Club Vandersex.
600 people. They're over They said 10 5-gallon buckets of lube, or in German they say Wiener Schleider.
No, they don't.
And then there's over 200 versions.
It's
and,
a 20-year joke. Again,
Brett, write it down. Anytime Germany's brought up,
Wiener Schleider.
And Brett, guaranteed. Yeah, and there are over 200 virgins. In German, that's Gutentide.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go.
You have another one?
There's another one you always throw around. There's a third.
A mad German.
Yeah.
Sauerkraut.
Yeah, that's right.
No more German news should be allowed.
I hate you. I do.
Here are the five best beers in America. The American Home Brewers Association.
From America?
Association.
By America?
The rankings. The best beers in America.
Not American beers.
Yeah, they're American beers.
Okay,
American.
So the best American
are they,
beers.
Are there
the best
any that are owned America. By Americans?
Heady Topper.
Your Heady Topper was in there.
Heady
Topper's
outstanding.
And then you might have had the other one, Russian Rivers.
Yes, Russian
Pliny
River.
Pliny the Elder.
Pliny the Elder is amazing beer. Pliny the Elder IPA is disturbingly good. And there's one that we had at our beer festival a little while ago. There's a San Diego brewery, or is north of San Diego. It's a something blonde. It's the best IPA I've ever had. And I've had Heady Topper, which is nearly impossible to get. I had a can of Heady Topper, and it was really good. But this blonde place was better.
Second place, Sierra Nevada, Pale Ale.
Hmm.
Heady Topper third, like we said, and then Bell's Brewery called Hopslam.
Pliny the Elder's one? First?
Yep.
Yeah. Heady Topper, Pliny the Elder, and there's usually a third or fourth. They slip in there, but Russian River's got a couple of good ones, but those two have always been top five.
Sorry. Pliny the Elder was second.
Okay. Who's first?
Number one was Two-Hearted Ale. Made by Bell's Brewery in Michigan.
I've had that.
I don't know that I have either.
It's pretty good. I don't know if I'd go number one, but it was good.
Then they do it by state, according to another. So in Arizona, first place went to...
Holmberg Bound.
Budweiser.
Tower Station.
Tower Station from Flagstaff. Mother Road. Good, yeah. Mother Road is an amazing beer. That was our number one?
Yep.
At a Mother Road the other day in Sholo up at the Torreon. That's really good. The can is cool. Brady, you'd like the can.
We had a guy in New York City walking. He was waiting for his bus. Fell into a sinkhole.
Video?
There is a little bit of a video. I couldn't pull it up. But it was filled with rats. And he said he couldn't yell because he was afraid the rats would crawl on his mouth. That's how many there were.
And I have to take a little bit of blame for that, you old pirate. I was storming around that street just hours earlier when I smashed a hole into the earth with my giant gompers. These dogs were barking, so I took them for a walk. Next thing you know, I'm making sinkholes, baby. We're not allowed to talk about it after 7:30, are we?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're in trouble.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We all know, Daddy. We all know. They call me Flipper, Flipper.
There's a trend going on TikTok. A little PSA, kids, knock it off. Oh, don't super glue vampire teeth to your mouth.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's probably good to keep.
Not only it can poison yourself, too.
This is the video of the sinkhole full of rats. Oh, my God. It's one of those trap. He's in.
Man.
He's in the earth. And it opened up like the size of a basketball rim.
I don't know if I'd get that close to see if he was okay. I'd be in there, too.
It's in the Bronx?
That was the Bronx little sidewalk booth where you throw a baseball at the target and the guy dumps them.
It's unwitting people being dunked in a...
3rd Avenue by 183rd Street Saturday. Tank. And as he waits, he takes a step forward and all of a sudden disappears into the sidewalk.
He was casually waiting for the bus.
Why do they always have a black guy half in his house to interview? He's inside. Every time I watch New York News, there's we talked to a black man halfway inside of his own home, we think.
Told us in Spanish.
I
looked down and the guy was only moving his hand. First responders soon arrived, but the victim's brother told us
they
shot
him and then they pulled him out.
Half an hour.
Rats crawling on him. He can't move. He didn't want to yell. It was so bad. He didn't want to yell because he was afraid it was going to be rats that, you know, went into his mouth and stuff. So he was just there.
Finally, there are that many rats?
And he was pinned down by a rat king.
When he fell, his face like, it scraped concrete, so his, you know, that skin came off.
They could not talk this African-American gentleman into stepping outside all the way. Will you hang outside the door frame and do an interview with us?
Sure.
Good news is he's getting paid.
Who? The guy who fell on the earth?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
By who?
The city.
Oh, it's city sidewalks that are made of paper. That is a that is going to become one of my fears in life. It is going to be. They're there.
New York City sucks.
New York City does suck. But the sinkhole thing, but you don't realize
that we have around.
If you ever see city planning of what's underneath us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're walking on a crust. It's barely there. And there's, like, sewage and pipes and all sorts of stuff. It's weird.
Especially there. They got subways and those rats that are just digging through anything. Yeah.
You're barely on anything. There's no land under you. It's not just buildings plopped down on ground. They dig it out. It's horrifying.
That's why, wouldn't you feel a little bit better if you knew you were built over an ancient city? At least
you fell down into a new town. It's like taking a vacation. Hey, look at me. I'm in Atlantis. Yeah, we're on an aquifer here the size of the Indian Ocean. If this thing ever decides to just let loose.
I hope it's just one big drop.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we're just lower.
We're swimming.
Be like Tower of Terror.
Oh.
Big drop.
Oh! Okay. Well. That's the end of that. And then the rocks falling out of the thing, hit you in the head, and you die down there and no one will ever get you.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. Another one. Cops are getting called. This guy's Halloween decorations in Dallas. Steven Novak.
Oh, I've seen this.
Because they're pretty real.
What is it?
He's got some good gore.
Oh, his decoration is bad.
Yeah. Bloody bodies. Blood splatter. And he's like, it's okay. I've been home for two of the cops' visits, and there are. And we're like, we're okay. You can keep them up.
So are we ever going to see this, Richard?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Richard decided he's too afraid to see it. It's too scary. Here we go. Guy's front yard. A bunch of dead stuff. Oh, man, that's a good.
That's a good splattering.
Wow, that's some. If you're going to do Halloween, this is the high bar. And then that window.
And I've seen
shadows.
That one, the
That's
rear projection.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Is it real people or is that rear projection an actual projection of a video?
Yeah.
People are doing this all day?
No, it's a rear projection.
Oh, it's a projection of. Yeah. Oh, it's so neat. I think that's cool. And it makes those poor. Like, I feel bad for people who have Halloween stuff from a few years ago because we're stepping it up now. That just real dead bodies. And the one guy that used real cow blood, well, he ended up going to jail for murdering folks here in town.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
But he would go every year. He was at my zombie walk.
Yep.
Which the anniversary of one was yesterday, and it came up on one of Megan's things. She goes, it's been 7 years. And I'm like, 7 years. And it was the one where, do you remember Zombie Hunter? The guy that killed those two ladies? He cut their heads off.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he have the old cop car?
Yes. The old cop car. I'm in pictures with the dude at the zombie walk, dressed up as the prisoner that year. I was at the prisoner, the dead prisoner. And, leading the zombie walk, and I'm standing next to the car, and he used to decorate. I remember him telling me, and then it was in the news, but he told me a thing about, they didn't say this in the news, that he would go to butchers and dairy places and ask them for entrails and blood for his decorations, and he would pour them out of the car and say, like, this is zombie. He was using real stuff, and the smell was just evidently.
And he used a
brutal.
Different car.
Yeah. And a cop bought his other car. His cop bought AMC Gremlin. And it turned out to be the thing that he toted the bodies from here to Washington, the heads or something. He cut these. He had the bikes in his backyard. He took the bodies up somewhere else, like 20 years later. And I was pals with him for a couple minutes. Neat car, dude. That was creepy. But, yeah, that guy was. We're going to start that, though. We're going to start because I didn't know you could do that. You can go to those Mexican butcher shops that sell the cow faces.
Yeah.
And you can get guts and stuff for menudo. So you can buy that. For Halloween. Right, you should try that. Buckets of menudo strewn about your front yard.
The smell is brutal.
They're hanging out of one of them fake skeletons.
I'd rather get the latex and the... Oh, the smell would be horrible.
So, that's Halloween. It's all about death.
This is the next Baby Shark song. It's huge in the Netherlands.
No.
The Fleep Flap song.
Oh, son of a bitch. Exactly.
Not having kids... You try to avoid this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It finds you.
Are you sure you're going crazy? That right?
I'm pretty sure.
Fleep Flap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's first responders and the Black Panther Farrakhan's guys. Who was that?
Flip flop, floobadoobabop, floobadoobabop, oh flip, flip flip flop, floobadoobabop.
All right, I'm gonna kill you.
Flip flop, floobadoobabop, floobadoobabop, oh flip.
This is a reason not to have kids.
This is a reason
listening to this.
Never go to Norway. This is a reason to nuke the Netherlands. Wherever this is.
Even Trump's flip flapping.
All right, I can't fathom that that made it over to the States.
It's going
to
be
it's
here.
Not. Well, yeah. It's
yeah, it is, Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, it's here.
Baby Shark made it. This is
it's
here.
It's here in Arizona. It made
maybe
it
I got to get on that.
Why?
If Psy can make it over here, this is making it.
And you know
it
who
here.
I blame for this? Every woman in Brady's neighborhood.
100%.
Because they're kind of lost, the Gilbert Housewives. And this will entertain.
Desperate Gilbert.
Yeah, they're desperate Gilbert Housewives. And they're like, this is fun. I'm like, no, you forgot what fun is. You don't know. You're completely
that's
lost.
Only,
can we get rid of Gilbert then?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of reasons to do that. And it is all housewife related. Because they do their wine parties and then their wine videos and then a couple of them do podcasts.
Go ahead and try, Bert. Yeah. You're running into a lot of
Tucson land. And Gilbert.
Tell you what, you get
all in the same.
You get the biggest foot up your ass. You try to get rid of my hometown, baby. Das Boot. I am Kirby. My name now is Kirby D. Das Boot. Kirby D. Williams with a D stands for Das Boot. It's another German joke. My dad loves that Wiener Schleider and that Guten Tag. Now he's got Das Boot walking around the house.
One last quick one. I sent it to Toledo yesterday.
Somebody just texted me, Kirby and the Hendersons has to happen.
Shut your mouth.
You started it. We can't not do it. We're incapable. We have no governor.
Yeah, you opened it up.
You told us. You told assholes.
All right, assholes. Here's some information I need you not to be assholes with.
But Brady, we're assholes.
I'm going to tell you anyway, but don't do anything with it. You know what you're doing. Lighten up my left foot.
He's trying to get into a pool and not get wet. We're assholes.
Oh, you guys are assholes.
That's the yes, we told you when you said it.
No, there's not going to be a happy feet too.
Kirby and the Hendersons.
Here's the last Brady video.
I'm
going to
go home and work on a Lithgow. I'll have it
okay,
by tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll get a Lithgow down by tomorrow. Right now, all it is that's all I've got.
You remember Jared?
Yeah, your weightlifter buddy?
Came out here for the combine to try to be a long snapper.
The one that lived in your house.
Yeah, the one that lived at your home for a while.
While you were here?
The one that was cucking
completely
you?
Completely innocent. Yeah. He's still getting huge. Remember, we showed that one video of him deadlifting when he was
and he
on
screamed
the football
like
team,
crazy,
and the
yeah.
team
good
going
kid.
Crazy.
Brought me some testosterone.
He's still keeping up at it, and I had.
Was he not a long snapper? Did he not get the gig?
He's still working on it. He did not get the gig.
Okay.
The whole
good guy though.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Good
kid.
Dude.
Here he is. He's
still
he's
throwing
lifting.
Some weight around.
You got the sound. You got to have sound with this. Hold on. We got to have sound.
There's one.
How many? How much weight is this?
He's gonna do 25. But no.
Oh,
there he goes.
Jared. Is he okay?
Down goes Jared. Yeah, he's okay.
Okay. How much weight is that?
Let's see.
God, I'd be nervous throwing it down. Those are bigger than 25.
That's 315, maybe 325.
Need a little more chalk there, Pirate.
Yeah. You know what he needs is a better foundation.
Yep.
You don't fall down like that. You get them little tiny pegs hanging off the end of your ankles.
And you got the pontoons.
You got a couple pontoons, you never fall down.
Maybe that's
going
a great
snowboarding.
Idea, though.
I got no equipment.
Get into the barefoot.
Don't need it. Point me in a direction and push, baby.
They had those when we were kids. They had those boots
kids with
that,
big feet.
That had the little sliders yeah. on them that you would go on the snow. Yeah. I don't remember what they were called.
Mini skis.
Poor people skis.
They could be mini skis.
Yeah, ghetto skis, I think.
Ah, they were on the TV.
They were on the
mornings.
TV. That's yeah. They were
Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah. You had a TV
after the Fushigi. He bought those.
Right. I remember seeing those.
That's not an '80s thing.
The Fushigi was yeah. That was way after. Similar product though. Oh, Kirby and the Hendersons. Come on. Throwing bombs. You're so dead when you get home.
I appreciate that. Why did you tell them that? I didn't know they were assholes. They told you they were assholes.
By the way, after this morning, Brady, Ronnie does not read books. She stares at words to avoid having sex.
She might not be able to read. She's got her nose buried in there.
Hey, you're reading French books?
Am I? Well, yeah, I'm into that. Now I speak French.
You've been reading that for 10 years.
I love this book.
John, say what you want, but Holden Caulfield was an annoying little ass who deserved to get his ass kicked. I hated that book.
Yeah, oh, that was Great Gatsby? Is that that one?
That was Catcher in the Rye.
Catcher in the Rye, yeah. Oh, yeah, Holden Caulfield was awful. I didn't get through that one. I got an F on that. That was when I stopped caring about school, junior year. Catcher in the Rye.
When you get into the Odyssey, did you have to do anything?
Yeah, Greek mythology was the class that was my greatest moment of realization in my teenage years that I had stopped doing anything. And I went in and the last day of school and the lady said, John, I've never seen this before. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, you got a 17. I'm like, 7? And that surprised me because I did no work. I never showed up. And I showed up to get grades for some reason. I knew what it was. I just want to see how bad it got. Got a 17 in that class. And I said, 17%? And in my head, I'm thinking, I didn't do 70% of anything in here. And she goes, no. Out of 1,093 points, you got 17 points.
1,000. Wow.
1,093 attempts at
was
something.
Was 17 for showing up those 17 days?
I got a couple. That's got to be attendance. I got a couple of them, right? No, I got, like, there was one where I'm like 9. The thing that pissed them all off was if I showed up and they did a test, I would get it good. I just never showed up for anything. And I just remember looking at her and going, all right, then, that's terrible. Yeah.
Patting yourself on the back, walking out the door.
Worst part about it was she was wrong. Later turned out I got 5. She had miscalculated. Which I say bank error in my favor. That's at least a D. If you can't get 17 and 5 right, she gave me credit for a test some other kid took. I got 5 total points. I'm like, how did I not get kicked out?
Why bother when you figure out, okay, he's not even going to get half the amount? You know, like if you get to...
It just zero me out.
Yeah.
Just go, we stopped counting. About 2 months ago.
It's below.
When we realized that you'd done no work. And I just remember the first few days of Greek mythology going, whoa, this is heady. I'm out. I just drove around that hour. My junior year of high school, I don't think I made it through a full day. I ditched at least 1 hour every day. Once I got that car, there was no stopping me. I saw my mom turn into a badger on Guadalupe Road once. Her license plate was DEX410. She had an Oldsmobile 98 Regency Brougham. And I could spot that thing.
Brougham.
I could spot that thing for miles. I could see that when I was out ditching school and she was out being a real estate agent, I could spot her for miles. I missed her one day and we crossed paths and I just saw the angriest 5'3" woman ever. As I'm blazing by with blondes in my Jeep that didn't want anything to do with me.
First Uber for hot girls.
Heading to EG's. Get hot dogs at 11. Just look and see this badger. And not even driving anymore. Just 2 hands on the side of the car window. Just screaming at this idiot that she birthed.
Woo!
And I'm like, ladies, we are in deep trouble. Keep an eye on that Oldsmobile. If that thing makes a U-turn, we're heading for the hills. Because she'll kill all of us.
Thank God there were no cell phones back then.
My
You'd have been
God.
And you're not outrunning that 98.
No, that thing had a V8. This little Jeep was a 1986 CJ7. Had a V6 that barely worked. You hit the gas and the car would actually have a light that said, hang on a second.
We'll get there.
We're getting there. I'm figuring it out from here. Do you have any dentine or a t-shirt? We need to fix the fans.
Eventually.
It's the eventually. It wasn't a gas pedal. It was the we're getting to it pedal.
She steps out of the car, removes herself from those pillow top seats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a nice car.
Edition.
You do know the Regency Brougham quite well. You were an old man in the 80s somehow. Like that. My dad bought that car. My mom was like, it's an old lady car.
I like it.
Papal Chick sold Oldsmobiles for 30 years.
No kidding. To you, evidently. You remember the everything. How? Yeah, we didn't have the leather seats.
Navy, had the velour.
Navy blue interior, velour, very nice. Yeah, cruise control was a big thing. That was a nice car. Very nice car. DEX 410, if you ever saw it.
Quiet cabin.
Marcy's
real
a coming.
Real quiet.
Real quiet cabin. Rode like a dream. It was the equivalent to the Buick LeSabre at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went the right choice.
First in its class. The Oldsmobile is a better car. Yeah. And I'd been chased by one before because my mom wanted to kill me several times. I could see that car. I can see it now. If I see an, they don't make them much, but if I see an old Oldsmobile front end, I'm like, there's Marcy.
Nightmares.
There's Marcy.
Chills.
PTSD. Here she comes. Nice looking ride, though. Look at that. No. That's much older. That's like an 82. We had the 86. It's a beautiful vehicle. There it is. Look at that thing.
Streamlined.
Oh, I can see. That just is Marcy's face. When I take a look at that picture, that's my mom's face.
Four-door or did you have the coupe?
Four-door.
Oh,
a family of four.
Four-door Broham.
And my mom would drive by and scream, family no more! And try to kill me with the car. Family of four, family no more! Drunken milkman. Oh, anyway. Flashback. Sorry, Marcy. Didn't have the luggage rack, though. That's too far.
Did anyone ever use the luggage rack?
I don't even know how to use a luggage rack. It's just, you got to tie it to the car, right?
Right. You got
just,
a bungee cord.
You can do that with or without a luggage rack. It's offering nothing special outside of scratching the paint. Anyway, oh, that I got the chills thinking about that stupid 98 chasing me around. There you go. That's your Brady Report. Brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD. 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big. On a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.